Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Congressman Jim McGovern, new to the Congressional Corner, we want to welcome you. You've sort of moved somewhat into our listening area, right? We start in Worcester, so tell me about what you've got.
Well, my old district used to be Worcester to Fall River, and now, after redistricting, I'm Worcester out to Northampton, up to Greenfield, and a lot of things in between. And I have to admit, it's some of the most beautiful parts of Massachusetts I've ever seen, and I'm really enjoying all of it.
When you're a congressman and you get a new territory like that, Richie Neal has and you have, how do you allocate your sort of time and resources? Because you got to introduce yourself to people.
Well, it's a lot of work. I go from 28 cities and towns to 63 cities and towns. So I'm trying to learn about everything, and it's a little bit like drinking water from a fire hose, but it's been enjoyable. I've really enjoyed campaigning. After the election, I've enjoyed, kind of working with some of these communities, and I think I could be of some help.
Did your best hopes for redistricting come to pass once this all got done?
Well, I'm really happy with the district. In all candor, when we were asked originally, what district do you want? I think all of us in the delegation submitted our current, our old districts. But the state legislature, I think, did a pretty good job. And if you look at how the districts are shaped, if you look at the map of Massachusetts, it actually makes a lot more sense. So I give great credit to the redistricting committee and the House and the Senate. But I'm happy, so I have no complaints.
So you've taken over some of the territory of John Oliver, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so, here he was, a cardinal on the Appropriations Committee. Do people have too great expectations of what you can deliver for them?
Well, John Oliver did a lot of great things throughout that district, and, he's left an incredible legacy. And I think people, are expecting, a lot, and I'm hoping I could deliver a lot, when all is said and done. Things have changed here in the Congress. There's no more earmarking, but there's other ways to influence how federal money is spent. I'm the number two guy on the House Rules Committee, which is one of the exclusive committees. Rules, Appropriations, and Ways and Means. So Rules was one of them. My old boss, Joe Moakley, used to be the chairman of the Rules Committee and made sure that I was put on the Rules Committee when he was ill and eventually passed away. So it's a great committee to be on. I also have a waiver to be on the Agriculture Committee. And there's a lot of agriculture in my new district, so it's all working out pretty good.
When you say waiver, that means that usually you get one committee and
Correct.
They give
yeah.
you a waiver to do
right.
a second committee. So, Jim McGovern, I hear from my friends and others that you're sort of seen as a liberal fellow. Would you accept that?
Yeah, I am a liberal Democrat. I make no apologies for that. That's who I am. My heroes are George McGovern and Ted Kennedy, I think there can be a positive role for government in our lives. I don't want wasteful government, but I want to make sure the government is there, as a partner with our communities. So I don't shy away from the title liberal at all.
How come you didn't run for senator like everybody else?
Because my wife probably would have divorced me if I decided to run for Senate. Look, I mean, I've got two young kids. I have a daughter who's 11 and a son who is 15, and I don't see him anywhere near enough now. If I had run for Senate, that would have been I would have been absent not only for this year, but then you have to campaign 2 years from now again. So it's the money raised and the campaigning. It wasn't the right time. And again, I'm number two Democrat on the Rules Committee. So my old boss Joe Moakley used to say, "Good waiters get good tips." So I'm gonna, hopefully someday we'll be the chairman of the Rules Committee.
Yeah, who's the chair right now?
It's a Republican, Pete Sessions.
Right. So if they ever lose the House, then your chances would be pretty good of moving into that.
Correct.
So why don't you explain to everybody, because it's a complicated thing, why the Rules Committee in the House is so important?
Well, the Rules Committee is basically the traffic cop of Congress. Every bill, virtually every bill, goes to the Rules Committee before it goes to the House floor. In the Rules Committee, we determine whether the bill can be amended, how many amendments are in order, how much time is allocated for the debate on the bill. We sometimes even change the text of a bill in the Rules Committee. Sometimes bills originate in our committee, and bypass committees of jurisdiction, you know, to because the speaker wants it that way. So it's a committee where you can put your fingerprints on every single bill, and obviously it's a better committee when you're in the majority than the minority. But I've enjoyed being on the Rules Committee, and I've learned a lot about a lot of different things because everything comes before you.
There was a famous guy, was it Judge Smith?
Yeah, who used to stop, yeah. That's when the Rules Committee was known as the graveyard of good legislation, especially civil rights legislation, because he used to block it all.
He used to go, quote, apple picking.
Right, he'd go to his farm and just leave everything, walk away, and the House of Representatives would come to a screeching halt.
Well, now that you got all those Republicans sitting there and they're a majority, you just said it's easier when you're in the majority. There must be moments of real frustration for you.
Well, there are moments of real frustration, but, you know, I still feel it's worth the fight. It's worth championing issues that sometimes come under attack. And sometimes we win, and more often we lose in terms of getting our way in terms of some of these bills. But I still think it's worth being there because even though the Republicans have the majority, I really believe that, you know, we can change things here. And so that's why I like being on that committee.
Is there any chance, Jim McGovern, that you could take back the House in the next go-round? I was talking to Tim Versalotti about the United States Senate. He says the Democrats are very worried about keeping it. Is there any chance that you think, considering
absolutely
things?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think the Republicans, you know, are not particularly popular right now. I think most of the people around the country view their obstructionism as something that, quite frankly, is undercuts, you know, a government's ability to actually do good things. The Republican Party has been taken over kind of by the libertarian wing of the Republican Party, and there are people here who do not believe in a public sector, period. So there's no negotiating with them. That's one of the problems we're having right now. And on top of all of that, the Republicans in the House have kind of insisted that rather than kind of go through an orderly process of dealing with legislation, you know, instead we create, you know, man-made crises, and we have one crisis after another. And so as a result, you know, we're reacting to crises and not kind of doing our job and getting things done, like a highway bill, like a farm bill, you know, like a bill to help rebuild our infrastructure. All those things are important, and quite frankly, we should be dealing with those things rather than these manufactured crises.
Here's a curveball for you.
Okay.
Jim McGovern. I read in the Times, I think the Koch brothers are thinking about buying, you know, some of the most important newspapers in the United States. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Koch brothers. I'm not a big fan of, quite frankly, people have the ability to throw big money all around the place. I really do think we ought to revamp our campaign finance system. I'm for public financing of campaigns. But the money that is involved in political campaigns is so out of control, it's grotesque. And, people have to raise millions and millions and millions of dollars to run for Congress. And it takes time to raise that money. And I'd rather have Congress people listening to their constituents or working on issues or deliberating on big challenges, rather than having to raise money all the time. Mm. And the Koch brothers have dumped a boatload of money into campaigns of all kinds. And the thought that they're going to now own all these new newspapers is something I'm not looking forward to because I don't agree with their political ideology. But we need to have a debate about the influence of money in campaigns because, quite frankly, it's out of control. You shouldn't have to spend millions and millions of dollars to run for Congress.